We are joined in the media center with our funny car champion of the event, Tommy Johnson Jr. Tommy, in your route to victory today, you took out Paul Lee, Bob Tasca, Ron Capps, and then your teammate, Jack Beckman, in the final. Take us through your day.
Yeah, you know, we had a good car. The last qualifying run, it showed us that we have a solid car. And coming up here today, I had a lot of confidence. And, you know, to go out first round and lay down a solid number, really happy with that. We weren't low ET first round, but we were real close. And come out second round and sat low ET second round, so you knew you had a solid car. And it just going as a driver going into each round, knowing you got a car that's going to perform, it makes your job a little easier and gives you, you know, a little less stress. But the guys did a great job. I mean, even in Pomona, we had a good car, just dropped a cylinder second round, and even had a little issue with that in qualifying here, and they worked hard to fix that. And now it's running really well and consistent. I think they did their homework over the offseason.
It's always a little more special whenever you and Jack race each other in the final. Why is that?
Yeah, there was, you know, wasn't going to be a loser in the final. You know, Doug Chandler supporting both these teams and both giving cars and paying it forward so much. It's, you love to bring it home for somebody like that. That helps so many others. And yeah, I wanted to win. But if we had lost, you know, Doug still won. So that's the main focus of both of our teams is to. Is to go out and do the job that Doug's wanting us to do and promote the foundations that he's supporting. So no matter who won that one, it was a win. But I'm glad it was on our side. He got the first one of the year. I got the second one, so it's even now.
You won back here in 2006, so it's been a while since you've won in Phoenix. How's it feel?
Yeah, it was good. You know, coming into a track that you have won at in the past, and it gives you a little more confidence to know that you know how to get to the winner's circle. And to start my career here back in '89 in a top fuel car, so it's a big circle and nice to be able to put a cap on it with a win. And you know, we had a struggle in the countdown last year. We had a great season, and in the countdown we struggled, and it's totally opposite of what we had done in the past. So we weren't real pleased with the finish of the season. So to come out strong at the beginning of the year this year, I'm happy for all my guys.
Okay. Question: Can you talk about what it means to get that first win for MD Anderson?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love the new look, and to focus and showcase another a great foundation out there that is doing great things. It means a lot to put them in a winner's circle so soon, and to kind of show them what the intentions are that we have, and promoting what they do, and all the benefits they give everybody. So, if we can go out there and put this car in a winner's circle more often, and raise some more funds for them to do more research and to get rid of cancer, you know, we made a statement that we're racing to beat cancer, and today we did, and hopefully that helps with the support of everybody seeing this car and realizing what we're trying to do here, and get some people to donate some money to MD Anderson. And let these guys research cancer more and figure out how to not only treat it, but stop it.
Do you feel like you got a monkey off your back by getting that first win so early into the season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially since we weren't happy with the way we finished last year. So it is. I was actually very relieved when I turned the corner down there. It felt like there was a little bit of pressure that we had such a good car last year and didn't finish well at all. So to come out strong and get that out of the way right off the bat and to know how good a car you have right now, now it's just shifts to maintaining it and you learn from your mistakes you make. You try to learn from them. I think we've learned really well last year what we did wrong and what we needed to do to fix it, and it's nice to be able to know that you did fix it.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah.